Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the CRISPR critters, the globsters. Yeah, what is she going to do there? We'll see. And also, we're going to be talking about herbs, of course, and maybe some of your mountain herbs and see what we have time for. We got lots to do. And we have our quack report, of course. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying. Hope you are, too. I'm hitting the knees, seeking that Lord's face. Because the time you spent with the Lord is premium time. You'll never regret it. I did bring my devotion today, and it's from Ephesians 5 and Psalms 119. And it goes like this. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Allow me to transform you through this time alone with me. As your thoughts center more and more on me, trust displaces fear and worry. Your mind is somewhat like a seesaw. As your trust in me goes up, fear and worry go down. Time spent with me not only increases your trust, it helps you discern what is important, what is not. Energy and time are precious, limited entities. Therefore, you need to use them wisely, focusing on what is truly important. So as you walk close to me, saturating your mind with scripture, I will show you how to spend your time and energy. My word is a lamp to your feet. My presence is a light for your path. Amen to that. Seek Lord's space. Mind time's growing short because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Let's see. Factory chickens are in the quacker tonight. U.S. really doesn't have a minimum space requirement for these chicken farms, you know, where they breed the chickens. They don't have any rules regarding ammonia and fecal matter, urine, in any of those confined spaces. The U.K. and the European Union do have laws governing such matters where, you know, unlimited amounts of waste can fester inside those sheds, and not good for the chickens. Well, that may explain why 97% of the U.S. Birds that we have need to be cleaned with chlorine before they get slaughtered. So one, a North Carolina farmer said that because the birds are bred for breast meat, they are too heavy to stand up and must spend their entire lives squatting. So this position places them on the litter 95% of the time, where there's a mixture of pine shavings and fecal matter and urine. So infections on the underside of the bird, where their chest is, come in contact with a lot of filth. Very common for 1,000 out of 30,000 chickens to die within 6 weeks before they reach maturity. And their flesh can rot, he says. And he says, so these are all crammed in so tightly, it's pretty disgusting. So free-range chickens cost more, but they're going to be healthier for you. Moving along in the quack report, here's a robot. This is a Stanford psychologist created this Wobot, W-O-E-B-O-T. a Facebook Messenger bot is what it is. They program it to monitor your moods and check in with you on a daily basis. You have to sign up for it, though. It's totally voluntary. So this Wobot is based on cognitive behavioral therapy principles, and it learns about your negative positive patterns and identifies those. And you can take a free trial, and this guy did. And he said the Wobot first began by explaining its purpose. Quote, I'm hoping to capture a snapshot of your emotional life as it unfolds in real time. The aim is to, over time, I can capture patterns of your mood and we can reflect on it together and perhaps even link certain moods to certain situations, end of quote. But the person said the Wobot offers also a disclaimer, which says, quote, this might surprise you, but I'm a robot. Wobot will tell you before beginning your session, quote, as smart as I may seem, I'm not capable of really understanding what you need, end of quote. So this person said the interaction served as a reminder that I'm really just talking to an algorithm and is not human and it has no empathy. I really had, if you really had serious need for help, he said, a chat box like this wouldn't help you. All right, move along the quack report. Scientists are mutating ants. Yep, biologists have altered the genetic organisms of not just mice, rice, but now they've mutated also your fruit flies. And, of course, they are bioengineering ants. So two independent research teams described their work that they went and deleted some of the genes with the CRISPR on your ants. They chronicalized the ants. Their report was in the Journal of Cell. And so they ensured that these mutated genes that they have now in these ants, they said it's really tough to mutate your ants because you have to go through the queen, so the mutation is carried on to the next generation. What's more, he says these insects are prime targets for epigenetics studies. They can toggle their genes on and off and, you know, edit this genome and splice in this one. And he says a lot of times you see a lot of similarities between the queen worker and other class workers or soldier ants, but just getting the queen modified is a big to-do, apparently. We're going to be talking about a little bit of that in the first part of the show. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, scientists are admitting, this part of the report today, they have no idea what 75% of your human genetic code is really for. Yep. They have said 25% has some functionality that they can identify, but the rest of it, probably not necessary stuff. Sort of like, you know, your appendix. You don't need that. The research was in the Journal of Genome Biology and Evolution, which contradicts a report in 2012 that said 80% of your human DNA is very functional and necessary. So we'll check that out in the first part of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report. Alrighty, thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the CRISPR critters and the globsters. I know, how arrogant, because I don't know what it is. It must be useless. I know, that's Frank. He's saying, I know, scientists think, well, if we can't identify what it's used for, it's just not necessary. That's pretty much science's opinion and approach on that. Your tonsils were another one. You don't need those. Lately, it's your gallbladder. You don't need that either. All right, so I'm one of these people that says, you know, God didn't make junk. It's necessary, so try to keep those parts if you can. Well, let's talk about these CRISPR critters, you know, the CRISPR, the gene editing, and all these globsters, which is a glob/monster because nobody knows what it is. Because you're probably wondering what it is, a globster. You're not the only one. Actually, people are scratching their heads over the strange, often unidentifiable animal-looking object that kind of washes up on the beaches all over the world. Nothing remotely compares to these grotesque monsters that are unidentifiable. So beachgoers are kind of snapping pictures of these anomalies, posting them on the internet before the authorities can, you know, throw a tarp over the creature and make it disappear. So as this is becoming more common, well, the term globster appeared in the media used to describe this occurrence. So we're going to take a look at this very strange phenomenon. So there's a technical term for this, though, of course there is, because we've been informed by the cryptozoologists, the globster, as you put it, has a more scientific label, and it's known as unidentified organic mass. Well, it just so happens that these unidentified organic masses are washing up on the beach everywhere. So why are they washing up on beaches? Could it be that some countries where scientists are, you know, working, prohibit any form of unethical experimentation? Therefore, hey, let's take the lab out offshore. Think? Maybe. Let's look at that a sec. Because it is so very strange that a variety of creatures with unidentifiable features are washing up on shorelines all over the world. And the creatures don't always look like they're from the aquatic area. So there are several countries that prohibit cloning of animals, and these countries are France, Germany, and Switzerland. Now, some countries allow cloning, but under some strict guidelines for research purposes, and those countries are England, Singapore, Sweden, China, and Israel. Now, according to the Center for Genetics and Society, there are 46 countries which have laws banning human cloning, but the United States is not one of them. Now, Switzerland has strict laws in their federal constitution called the Federal Act of Non-Human Gene Technology, which prohibits the genetic modification of organisms. And the point is, there are laws prohibiting certain scientific research, and scientists, they want unrestricted access to the research. Well, then they may send them to the high seas to conduct their research in secret. Now, territories still play a big part in the law of the sea. and it has been vigorously debated since the 18th century. However, there is speculation that there is no international amnesty on the high seas anymore. Now, such as the comment from Henry Kissinger in 2001 regarding universal jurisdiction, he says, "The doctrine of universal jurisdiction asserts that some crimes are so heinous that their perpetrators should not escape justice by invoking doctrines of sovereign immunity or the synchronic nature of natural frontiers." End of quote. So, for a long time, the territorial claims of any country or state pretty much extended to about 200 miles offshore. And these are kind of nautical miles. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but 1 mile on land, very different than 1 mile on the seas. So 200 miles on land really is equal to 230.2 miles at sea. And this is equally important. It's really equally important that a country or state that wants to claim this territory within this limit, they have to claim it, and not all of them do. Now, within 24 miles of shore is often referred to as the contingent zone, and vessels can be stopped and inspected. In 1999, President Clinton extended this zone from 12 to 24 miles. Now, the United Nations has established a Law of the Sea Treaty in 1982, which controls pretty much environmental and economic issues involving the ocean, but it doesn't mention scientific experiments on board vessels outside contiguous zones. Okay, glad we cleared that up. Well, what is the official story then on these globsters that we see? Well, the official story the scientific community shares with the world is that cloning experiments are highly controlled, and the blob that we're tinkering with will not be allowed to grow into a maturing entity and will not be implanted in a female uterus. However, cloning research conducted in Korea involved a monkey and human embryos. So the Asian countries are deeply exploring the creative nature of cloning and editing gene codes. They're reassuring us that there are strict limits on what species can be experimented on with regards to this, like sheep, goats, pigs, cows, mice, rabbits, horses, and cats. Well, a lot of people say, well, is this really, you know, cloning and gene editing, or is this really, you know, birth defects? You know, is it birth defects versus lab defects, you know? Well, some people rationalize that the bizarre creatures floating up on beaches are the product of unfortunate but natural birth defects. However, in several instances, that could not be possible because there have been some observations that the globsters seem to have a combination of features from different species of animals not known to capitulate with each other, such as the globster that washed up on Russia's Saskatchewan Island in 2006. Kind of looked like the head of a hippopotamus and the body of a large alligator. For instance, in 1960, it was reported that Ivan Sanderson reported a carcass of something washed up on the Tasmanian beach in Australia, in which he describes as, quote, has no visible eyes, no defined head, and no apparent bone structure, end of quote. Oh, Frank's weighing in. He says, what about radioactive chemical material? Yeah, that could be part of it too, Frank. You know, the Fukushima stuff? Mm-hmm. Well, another glob that washed up on the same beach in 1997 was described as having paddle-shaped flippers with long white hair and six fleshy lobes on each side. Now, a real creepy glob appeared twice on the shores of the Canvey Island in Britain, once in November of 1953, and then again in August of 1954. So it looked like this fleshy creature with thick reddish-brown skin bulging eyes on what looked like a cat skull. And it had gills, and it had hind legs that had five-toed horseshoe-shaped feet with concaved arches. Now, the 1953 specimen had no forelimbs, but the 1954 had front legs that kind of looked like paws, and it weighed about 25 pounds. Montauk Beach in New York, I used to go there as a kid. Beautiful beach then, back in the day. But Montauk Beach in New York has had its fair share of these globsters wash up, including the one in 2008. Kind of looked like a combination of a dog's body with hind and front feet and a tail. But the head, it had the head of an ocean turtle. Now, people there speculated it came from Plum Island Animal Disease Center. Mm-hmm. Now, a freaky carcass with what looked like a hog's body combined with a horse's head that had canine teeth washed up on Tenby Beach in Wales in 2013, and that was kind of weird looking. And most of these, you know, cases, authorities are notified, and then the carcass is taken away, and nothing is ever heard about it again. You know? Community doesn't get any answers. Yep, they have a nuke reactor up there at Montauk. Yep, you're right about that, Frank. Yep, could be nuclear. But, you know, how can a nuclear exposure take a horse head with canine teeth and put it on a pig's body? Seriously, how can that happen? Well, let's look at some more scientific research. Now, I think that what we have been seeing really is a lot of scientific experimentation on animals using DNA editing techniques. I also think that most of this activity has been done in secret and offshore. So if this is done outside the jurisdiction of a country and the experiment fails, well, I think the crew just tosses the experiment overboard, and thus the creature washes up on shore later, you know. Now, let's talk about that junk DNA real quickly, because a recent report cited in the Journal of Genome Biology and Evolution stated scientists say they have no idea what 75% of our human DNA is for. Normally, when science can't explain something, they tend to ignore it or they call it non-essential junk. They said the same thing about tonsils and appendix, and you can live without them, so they're not necessary. And they're saying the same thing about gallbladders and other body parts. So here is a quote from Dan Gurr, University of Houston. He says the term junk DNA was first used in 1972 to refer to DNA that has no known function. Well, just because they can't figure it out doesn't mean it doesn't have a function, you know? All right, let's look at the human DNA, how they figure that out, what's functional, what's not. Well, they use this math equation is what they do. Science is using mathematical programs to determine DNA function, and they have only determined the function of about 25%, they say, of our DNA. So apparently included in this equation are the mutation rates of genes and the viable replacement rate of those genes. So this report directly contradicts a 2012 report from the Encyclopedia of DNA Elements, which stated 80% of human DNA is considered functional DNA. Well, this is after the scientists spent $400 million trying to decipher human DNA. But what is astonishing is that the scientists who are saying that 75% of the human DNA is non-functional and therefore are immune to the effects of mutations and can't be damaged. Did you get that? So they're saying we can go in there and muck around in two-thirds of the human DNA because it's not going to be damaged. It's not going to mutate. It's not going to be affected by what we do with our CRISPR. See where this is going? Oh, yes. Frank weighs in and says it's not junk DNA, it's junk science. Yeah, right. Well, I am sure This is all aimed to, you know, squash anybody's concern associated with what they're doing with gene editing using the CRISPR tool. So these scientists are saying 2/3 of your human DNA, if it were functional, we'd need to have about 15 children before one would actually be born normal and survive. They're crazy. These people are crazy. So this lends to the prospect that the real important DNA that science can use and manipulate is roughly just 25%. So scientists will focus on this small percentage of DNA to try to prevent disease and to try to prevent birth defects. Now, in 2014, scientists stated that with regards to animals, they only know about 8% of their DNA being functional. Oh, maybe that's why we got lobsters washing up on the beach. They only know of 8%. All right. Well, here's a quote from Chris Ponting, University of Edinburgh, UK. He says, "We are walking around with a genome where only 1 in 10 actually matters." You said, do these people realize how stupid they sound? You know? Here's another quote from Ryan Gregory, University of Guelph, Ontario, Canada. He says, "We simply do not know just how much DNA carries a non-sequence-related function, which some parts of DNA are still useful despite having no important sequence." So what he's saying a little bit there is, even though we can't identify its relevance, doesn't mean we should rule out it has no relevance. So smart move, Ryan. All right, let's look at my speculations. That's what they are. I think science is tinkering. Yep, I think it's tinkering with animal DNA. I think it's editing. I think it's combining species to see what genomes they can use, which ones are critical, which ones are not. I think they're trying to flesh out the DNA that's essential and exposing any non-functional DNA that they think could be responsible for birth defects and other things that aren't relevant. So they are attempting to recreate creation. Get that? Often evil intent hides behind what is presented as good. Keep that in mind. Now, as the world, you know, pushes the limits, I think antagonizing the creator, to be honest, we have to stay focused, though, and do our due diligence in protecting the image of God. So I believe that when all is said and done, people are going to be astounded at how much science misrepresented facts. Yep, Benjamin Franklin said, "Half the truth is still a whole lie." So you want to stay close to God, you want to pray Psalms 91, and you want to trust him when he says herbs are your medicine and for healing. That's from Genesis to Revelation, and God can't lie. So if you want to look it up, Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, and Revelations 2:22. So if you want to learn how you can remove a lot of toxins, heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, and other stuff you don't need, the toxins you don't need, then call Apothecary Herbs. If you also want to learn how to strengthen your immune system, your cardiovascular system, your nervous system, glandular system, you want to just learn how to do all that and more, call Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to check it out online. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Taking a break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options. Coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about a very important herb that really can move your system in a good way, because people tend to have health problems, and believe it or not, it's usually an area of the body that has congestion or constipation, if you will. So there's a blockage of some kind. Things aren't moving the way they should. So blockage is a killer to our system. It causes malfunction. So we want to address those things. And one of the major blockages people have is in the bowel area with constipation. So if you have a system failure there, various illnesses could occur when the bowel isn't functioning like it should. It's not eliminating on a regular basis. Now, our ancient ancestors knew that all disease begins in the bowel. They have modern healers today that have gotten away from that ancient knowledge. So we want to get back to those basics because it's the last stop for toxin removal. And so if you're not removing toxins, that means toxins are building up, and this is what's going to cause more problems. So most people really don't have a clue what the herb psyllium is. It's really a seed. You've probably heard of it listed on Metamucil, the product that most people use as a laxative because it has psyllium in it. Actually, Metamucil is psyllium seeds with sweetener or flavorings and colorings added. Now, it tends to be hard for diabetics to use that product unless they get the non-sweetened version of it. So psyllium is an important seed which has been cultivated in India and also in Pakistan for thousands of years. But in the 16th century, it made its way over to Europe, and there it was used for constipation. So it's a seed that is soluble in water and expands to 10 times its original size when it gets wet. It releases a lot of mucilaginous properties, which means it's slippery feeling and slick, which, you know, helps stool move out of the colon easier. Now, European physicians adopted the use of psyllium from other folk treatments because it was excellent for the GI tract. It provided the fiber and also soothed the bowel tissue, because before psyllium was used for diarrhea, hemorrhoids, and constipation issues, they were using other herbs that weren't quite as gentle and safe as a laxative and had side effects. Now, most people, when they see psyllium, the plant, they confuse it with plantain because they kind of look similar. They think it is just a weed. Now, today, psyllium is one of America's most popular natural laxatives. It's an ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter laxatives like Fiberol. You see that a lot. Well, let's look at some of the studies they've done on psyllium. Scientific studies suggest that the fiber that's in your psyllium seeds will lower cholesterol and helps control blood sugar. Now, the German E-Commission, they had an expert panel of medical doctors and scientists and naturopaths. They wanted to determine that psyllium seed, you know, want to make sure it was safe for natural treatments for the bowel area, for diarrhea, for hemorrhoids, and all those constipation issues. Now, a report in Diseases of the Colon and Rectum found that psyllium is very effective at treating hemorrhoids by reducing the stress on the rectum. So researchers in Israel studied 35 patients that suffered from chronic constipation. They gave this group one group a pharmaceutical, they gave another group a placebo, and then a third group they gave the natural laxative that had psyllium with aloe in it. After 2 weeks, they checked with the groups. Now, the group that was on the placebo showed no improvement. The group that was on the pharmaceutical product showed some improvement, and those on the psyllium and aloe product had excellent movement of the colon. Afterward, the group that was using the psyllium with the aloe continued to have softer stools and normal bowel function after stopping the natural product. Now, the group that was using the pharmaceutical product had recurring constipation if they stopped using the drug. And researchers also discovered psyllium helps lower your cholesterol. So how does it do that? Well, the fiber that's in your psyllium pulls the cholesterol out of the bloodstream to prevent blocking your arteries and lowers your risk of heart disease and stroke. So a study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that if you just use a teaspoon of psyllium taken about 3 times daily, will lower the cholesterol levels. Now, that concluded that patients with moderate cholesterol levels could actually lower their cholesterol, you know, with without any prescription drugs. A similar study appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association stating that psyllium lowered cholesterol levels by 5% in just about 12 weeks. So the experts say that for every percentage point you drop your bad LDL cholesterol, you also decrease your risk of heart attack by 2%. So the patients in the studies reduced the risk of heart attack by at least 10% overall. So all the studies also mentioned how psyllium seeds offer no side effects. Wow. So how is it working? When your psyllium seeds become wet and expand, they bulk up your stool in the colon and then press against the colon wall. And inside the colon wall are nerve endings that get stimulated to move the bowel muscle, which moves the fecal matter along. So this produces this wave-like contraction of the bowel muscle, and which, you know, gives us the urge to go have a bowel movement. So when stool bulks up in this fashion, it also becomes softer and easier to pass out of the rectum. So the American diet really doesn't contain enough natural fiber, and it's all this white refined flour that gets cakey and hard, and just makes your stool like rocks, to be honest. So you need really whole grains if you're going to use fiber and lots of fruits and vegetables. Now, the American diet needs more natural fiber. One in every 61 Americans is basically constipated. They have stool that's too hard and too difficult to pass. And this accounts for about $2.5 million that people spend at the doctor's office each year for issues of constipation. Well, one study using psyllium in lab animals kind of shocked researchers. This herb protected the lab animals from toxic food additives. So they think the psyllium seeds bulked up the stool and prevented the toxic chemicals from being absorbed and therefore didn't harm the tissue and the intestinal tissue. So this is believed to be the way psyllium acts, in the same way that protects you from things like colon cancer as well. They also confirmed that your fiber in psyllium help reduce blood sugar glucose levels in also lab animals and humans alike. So the fiber, very important element in having normal, healthy bowel movements. Now, the other things that can contribute to constipation are the wrong types of foods or too much of them. Dairy products, lack of exercise, too much chocolate and bananas and cooked carrots can really bind up stool. So if you're overdoing any of that. Also, other things that can really hinder a colon is pregnancy. Pregnancy, and if you're traveling a lot and you're not getting enough exercise, you're not moving around enough. Also, pain medicines, antacids, blood pressure medicines, antidepressants, and even iron supplements and diuretics can cause constipation. So be aware of that. Well, let's look at some herbs that may help us out in addition to your psyllium. Psyllium works, but not by itself. It has to have a lot of fluid to work well, so you're going to have to consume water. It's real important to drink either your juices or water when you use your psyllium so it'll work properly. How much fluid? Well, for every 2 teaspoons of psyllium, you want at least 16 ounces of fluid, or the psyllium won't activate as well and won't move the bowel. Also, you don't want to breathe in any psyllium dust if you're powdering the seeds, because a lot of people have allergic reactions to psyllium dust. So if you tend to grow psyllium in your garden, be prepared that each pod or plant is going to produce about 15,000 seeds, and it grows really aggressively, so be prepared for that. Now, I like to accomplish more than one thing typically when I'm using my herbs. Therefore, I like to combine some psyllium with other herbs to help regulate transit time in the bowel and to tone the bowel muscle so that it gets strong and it does its job without needing any assistance later. So when you do your bowel cleansing, for instance, it's going to be required you drink plenty of water when you do that. And, of course, it should have your psyllium included in your cleanse and should be one of the ingredients. So read your labels. And you're going to find certified organic psyllium seeds, of course, other herbs in your bowel cleanse product from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And what I like about the bowel cleanse they have is there's when you buy their kit, it's enough for two cleanses. So if you want to share it with someone, you can, or you'll have enough left over to do a second maintenance cleanse about 6 months later. So that's what I like about that. Plus, you can also layer in herbs like black walnut if you think you might have parasites. So the natural iodine in addition in the black walnut, in addition to the herbs in your bowel cleanse product, will help expel any parasites you may think you have. So there's a lot of tools that you'll find very helpful over at thepowerherbs.com under their cleanse section. So you can give them a call. If you don't have a catalog or you don't do the internet, you can get a catalog and read up on that at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And of course, you know, organic, certified organic, till standard ingredients, cold press, natural aging makes for a whole food supplement and cleanse product. So that's what the Primo process will bring you. And that's what they do at Apothecary Herbs. So check it out. They are the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. So do visit them as soon as you can and get empowered. That's what it's about. All right, we have time. We're going to shift gears and we're going to talk about another plant, another herb that I like a lot. Helps the glands out. Oh, I love this herb. I'm going to be talking about mullein. A lot of people will use mullein for when their glands get swollen, like for strep throats, mononucleosis, any kind of ear infection where the glands in your neck swell up. Mullein is really one of those natural aids that you don't want to be without. It's great for all your glands, whether it's thyroid or prostate. It is a wonderful herb to have on hand. When my kids were little, and if they got a sore throat or something, the neck glands would swell and get real tender, I would just make some mullein tea and throw a washcloth in the tea, wring it out, and wrap it around their neck. And I called this a mullein wrap. And we'd cover it with a towel and keep the heat in, and if it got cold, put it back in your tea, wring it out. And it would just... the mullein would directly absorb into the neck glands, and it would reduce the tenderness, inflammation, and swelling. And you can also take mullein internally as well, but that was kind of just a nice, warm, comforting application that the kids would enjoy and make them feel better. So a lot of people have gland issues and don't even know it, but mullein is one of those herbs you might want to have on hand for things like that. And glands are real important for hormone production, pancreas, adrenal glands, everything. If you got sleep apnea, definitely going to need some mullein, ginseng, and black walnut. If you don't know anything about how having to rebalance the thyroid gland if you got sleep apnea, then you definitely want to check out thepowerherbs.com. The thyroid regulates the circadian breathing cycle when you sleep, and if you're got loud snoring, it's because your thyroid is out of balance and needs a little herbal help. So we're going to be talking about mullein. The ancients would take mullein, the stems of the mullein plant, and they would dip it in animal fat, and then they would burn them sort of like little wicks or torches, if you will. They would use that to light up their area. Now, the leaf and flower of mullein herb is really soft and fuzzy. So if you ever get mullein, it's like fluffy. It's almost like pillow fiber. It's really light and fluffy. So if you get a pound of mullein, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge bag. It tends to float a little bit if you put it in any kind of liquid. So it's just one of those fluffy plants. Mullein comes from the botanical name of the old term Scofula, which means chronic swollen lymph glands. And it was the first century, they noticed mullein was helpful for that and stopping things like diarrhea. The French treated boils with mullein, and also horses, if they got any sores on their legs and so forth, they would give the horses mullein. Now, the French called this herb malandre, which means eventually, you know, if it boils on horses, they would use mullein for that. So it became mullein eventually. And they also used it for respiratory disorders. And in the 17th century, English ranch hands would give cattle, if they got a cough, they would give them mullein. Now, the English brought mullein over to America during the colonies, and also Native American Indians quickly adopted this herb to use for congestion, bronchitis, asthma issues. However, the early colonists didn't drink mullein tea or make mullein tinctures. What they did is they preferred to smoke it. So mullein appeared as a recommended treatment for respiratory conditions, kind of like what the Native American Indians did with lobelia. They called that Indian tobacco. And when they had congestion, they would smoke lobelia herb because it dilated the bronchial and you could cough up your congestion. So a lot of times they smoked it, you know, they did. Now, according to the American or the King's Dispensary in 1898, in the 19th and 20th centuries, mullein was listed as a cough remedy, and pharmacists used it. Yep, your doctors and pharmacists. But it was removed in 1936. They said it had no scientific proof that it worked. Just, you know, just centuries of common use, but that people said it worked. And, you know, if it didn't work, people wouldn't keep using it, you know. But historical proof, no, never mind, to science, of course. All right, let's look at some modern studies. The scientific studies show that mullein inhibits the growth of tuberculosis bacteria, and this is why it was used for respiratory ailments. And when you add it to water, mullein's mucilaginous fibers become very slippery and they soothe the tissues. And this would explain why it's also good for sore throats, to calm a raspy cough, or for croup, or to even loosen sticky phlegm. And the German E-Commission approved of the use of mullein for colds. And it was also found to soothe hemorrhoids, because it has some astringent tannins that shrink swelling and inflammation. That's why it's good for glands that swell up. Now, the other research suggests mullein corrects ringing in the ears. So if you have tinnitus, you might want to try that. And there is evidence that mullein leaf soothes your glands, and glands won't release fluids when it's combined, when mullein and lobelia are there. So you want a natural diuretic, you'll have to combine the mullein with the lobelia. If the glands are kind of getting too fluidy, get too much fluid in them, you want a little bit of a diuretic action. Now, the FDA also lists the flower, leaf, and root of mullein as on their safe list, but you want to avoid using mullein seeds because they can be considered too potent and somewhat toxic, so you just don't want to use mullein seed. Now, I'd like to partner up sometimes herbs with other herbs for a synergistic effect. So sometimes I'll partner mullein with astragalus root for a lots of immune support because your glands are helpful with your immune system. Also, I like to use mullein with herbs that tend to balance an immune system if it's too overreactive and you get allergic reactions. So I'll use mullein with other herbs there to calm it down immune system. Mullein, as we mentioned with lobelia, will be helpful for glands and it'll help them release their fluids as a diuretic to reduce any edema. Mullein with garlic with tinnitus, ringing in the ears, or ear infections, very helpful. Mullein with marshmallow root soothes bleeding hemorrhoids and also bowel tissue. Mullen with your black walnut, natural iodine in the black walnut helps to soothe also your thyroid gland and reduce any parasites in the digestive system while it soothes the colon. Mullen with the herbs that we have in the prostate formula from the folks at Apothecary Herb, again, soothes the prostate gland, very helpful. And mullen with herbs for congestion, like in the pneumonia kit that they have, helps with the respiratory infection. And I like also to use mullen sometimes with thyme tincture for coughs, croup, whooping cough, that kind of thing. And I'll also use it with willow bark and meadow sweet for somewhat of a pain relief, as well as an anti-inflammatory and anti-swelling factor. So there's a lot you can do with mullen. And really, if you need an index of herbs and how you can use them, you might want to check out the Power Herbs book. It has an herb symptom reference guide in it, so you can shift your fingers to the symptoms and see what your herbal options are. And so it's like 400 pages, and it's a book that will never go out of date because herbs are pretty much timeless. And you can check that Power Herbs book out at thepowerherbs.com. It's just $14.99. It is an ebook, so you would get it either in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad version. So it's not in hard copy at this moment. Went through two printings, but right now it's an ebook format, so you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com and get empowered. So you'll learn things like, you know, how you properly do organ cleansing and what herbs to avoid for pregnancy and nursing and herbs to use for pregnancy and nursing and herbs for pets, how to properly adjust doses for children and pets, so under 100 pounds. You'll learn how to make your own herbal tinctures and things like that. So the Power Herbs book is a really good book to, you know, get your feet wet. If you're wanting to use a lot of natural therapies for everyday problems, then that's the book to get. So the Power Herbs book's just going to be $14.99, but it is an ebook format, so the Power Herbs. Now, we do have some folks out there that says, you know, I don't do computers, I don't do all that stuff, but we still want your book. Well, let us know, because we have from time to time made special arrangements for them to get a printed version. So if you are of that nature and want a hard copy, just let us know and give us a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, do take advantage of their herb coupons. So if you click on any of the item categories, you'll see in the top left corner a green button says herb coupons. Click on that, and you can cut and paste these coupons when you check out, and you can save some serious cha-ching. Now, if you want to be part of the rewards program, and you get points when you purchase, and then you can redeem them later for savings, then register at checkout, and you'll have the option to either use your coupons or your reward points, and you can pick which one you want to use. So there's lots of ways to save. And if you don't do the internet, don't worry. I mean, you can call in and say, can I apply a coupon? And we will help you apply one. So if you want to do mail order, you can always ask, is there a coupon I can apply? And I'll write it on my order form. Sure. I mean, we're very accommodating, and we think, you know, saving money is a big deal. And so we want to help you do that at thepowerherbs.com. If you do not have a catalog, do call and get one. One will be mailed to you free of charge. Or if you do the internet thing, you can download the catalog as well. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, say, I need a catalog. And the number is 866-229-3663. They do have a catalog hotline, so you can leave your information, you know, your name and address, and they'll send one to you. So if you want to speak to somebody live, you can do that too. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.